This is a podcast about the a complement deficiency of C1 esterase inhibitor in the classical pathway. The complement system is a set of over 20 proteins found within your body that activate in a cascade of events during times of acute inflammation, or chronic inflammation, actually. At the center of the complement system is complement C3. All roads lead to C3 before ending in C6, C7, C8, and C9. There are three modes or routes to get to C3, and it all depends on what type of inflammation is occurring in your body. The three modes are classical pathway, the alternative pathway, and the mannose binding lectin pathway. Today, I'm going to focus on the classical pathway and what happens when there's a deficiency in that pathway and what a normal response within the classical pathway would be. We get hurt or sick all the time, but our body's defense mechanisms protect us from noticing it too much. Say we stub your toe, for example, and you might swell a little bit, but not enough to dramatically impact your day. This is all a very carefully orchestrated response by your body to maintain homeostasis. The complement system is one of those defense mechanisms. Typically, the progression of the classical pathway is this. An injury occurs, let's say after eating a food you have a minor allergy to, or by stubbing your toe. An antibody binds to that triggered cell, which is an antibody antigen response, or the C1 complex. The C1 complex cleaves into C2A and C4B before reaching C3, that very important center of the complement system. At this point, there is swelling, but it's a minor response because the body maintains control. No need to overreact. It is just a stubbed toe. Somewhere in between step 2, that antibody antigen response, and step 3, that conversion to C2A and C4B, a little protein called C1-INH or C1 esterase inhibitor is released. It's called into action. C1-INH is that peacekeeping friend that wants everyone to calm down and stop overreacting. So C1-INH is released. And what could have been a potentially over-exaggerated response to a minor occurrence like a stubbed toe is prevented. After C3 is reached, the reaction is the same regardless of which pathway is activated. And if you remember, those three pathways are the classical pathway, the alternative pathway, and the mannose binding lectin pathway. So after C3, no matter which pathway is activated, it goes as follows. C3 cleaves a few more times before ending in C6, C7, C8, and C9, and then ending in with lysis of the cell. Of course, this is an extremely simplified, but my focus is on the one little sub-step of C1-INH. So what happens when there is a pathology of C1-INH? If C1-INH is deficient, remember this protein prevents overreaction and drama, then the inflammatory response goes unchecked. The result is potentially a cartoon-like response to that area. Typically, this occurs in the face, or on the face, intestines, or an extremity. And it can only be remedied with time over the course of, let's say, 2 to 5 days, or with the injection of a man-made creation of C1-INH. When this happens to somebody, when they have a angioedema attack, steroids and antihistamines do not help and cannot prevent this attack because it is an issue within the complement system and not an allergy. So this disease of C1-INH, a deficiency in C1-INH, causes a condition called hereditary angioedema if you're born with it, or acquired angioedema if it is triggered later in life by illness, unknown reasons, or illnesses such as cancer. It is considered a rare disease. So In conclusion, the classical pathway to C3 occurs to battle invaders. The C1 INH is released to calm things down. C1 INH prevents a very, very exaggerated response at the cellular level. When you are deficient in C1 INH, something simple like stubbing your toe or a hormonal change will cause the cells to overreact and swell up 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times the size. And you literally look like a cartoon character. And like I had mentioned earlier, it is treatable, although it can be deadly if it occurs in the throat or the esophagus, but it is treatable with a few drugs. The most promising one is an injection of blood plasma, a created blood plasma called C1 INH. A 33-year-old woman with a history of Hashimoto's thyroiditis presents to the primary care physician with complaints of local orbital angioedema. These episodes of orbital angioedema have been occurring 2 days out of the month for the last 3 months. This angioedema is unresponsive to antihistamines but recedes after 18 hours and disappears at 48 hours. The physician orders labs for common food allergies and tests for a condition that she had just discussed at a medical conference. The patient's labs come back slightly positive for common allergies of wheat, soy, and fish, but not enough to warrant the angioedema response that she's had. They also come back positive for a deficiency in the complement system of an enzyme that prevents an exaggerated response to trauma and toxins. This allows her orbital area to swell in an exaggerated manner. Because the swelling itself isn't an allergy, it does not respond to antihistamines or prednisone. The patient is referred to an immunologist who discovers that the patient's C1 INH levels are deficient, but only during an angioedema attack. All other times, her C1 INH levels are normal. So the patient's levels fluctuate suddenly during times of her menstrual cycle. This hormone change causes her C1 INH levels to drop, triggering an angioedema attack. The treatment is replacing the enzyme she's deficient in called C1 esterase inhibitor, or C1 INH, and this condition affected her later in life during a time of hormonal change and disappeared a few years later during menopause.